While the price of fuel decreased, the Ministry of Mines and Energy has also implemented a 15% increase in road rates within the Ready Reckoner system. Now, this increase is crucial for ensuring the efficient distribution of fuel across the country. Despite this adjustment, the Ministry remains optimistic about the overall fuel market, particularly for net fuel importing countries like Namibia. Now, for more on these adjustments, joining me is the Chief Public Relations Officer at the Ministry of Mines and Energy, Eshio Shange Ten Hashila. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
What are the reasons behind the Ministry's decision to increase the road rates by 15%?
Thank you very much. The Ministry is really committed to making sure that the country has enough fuel supply.
Mm-hmm.
So the road rate has not been updated for over 15 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is the fuel transporters. They play a very important or rather crucial role in ensuring that the fuel products are reaching all the corners of the Namibian nation so that everybody should have access to this product. So this decision just came about so that we ensure that the fuel is transported efficiently and effectively, mm-hmm. and also then at affordable prices to every Namibian. That's why we thought it necessary to add this 15% just to ensure that the transporters can also afford then to take this product to all the consumers within all the four corners of the country.
What is the Ministry's outlook on the market conditions for fuel importing countries like Namibia?
As we all know, fuel or oil markets are very unpredictable,
mm-hmm.
and they are also really volatile,
mm-hmm.
which means that there's no certainty of what happens tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
Because there are so many factors that influence these, and these factors are not in anyone's control. You cannot control them because they are caused mostly by factors that are happening within the environment that we are living in, could be geopolitical, economical, or sometimes natural disasters.
Mm-hmm.
So all we hope is that the market will remain favorable, and if the environment also remains stable, that we don't experience so many disturbances in the environment,
mm-hmm.
let's say perhaps wars and stuff like that,
yeah.
and also that our the product is traded in the dollar, in the American dollar. If the dollar or the rand is stable against the dollar, then that will also mean that the product, you will have more to bargain with and to get more product if your currency is performing very well. So,
mm-hmm.
unfortunately, no one can predict the future. And this is a global market and controlled by market forces, demand supply issues, and other factors that are involved in any market that one might operate in.
Yeah. Now, what are the potential future trends in the global oil market that could further affect fuel prices in the country?
Yeah, as I said earlier, the market is really, really unpredictable, and any movement in the environment can affect the prices,
mm-hmm.
either negatively or positively. And none of us, unfortunately, can control what happens tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You just take what is presented to you in that particular month,
yeah.
and work with that.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say, for example, if there is war somewhere, or let's say OPEC just said, okay, I'm putting a cap on the supply, there's too much or supply in the market, we want to reduce that. Of course, the rule of demand and supply will then apply,
mm-hmm.
and then the cost will go up.
Mm-hmm.
And this will now have a negative effect on us because we just have, the product is now low on the market and we have to scramble for it. And whatever price is put on it, you just have
to take it.
To take that.
Yeah. So then does Namibia have any strategies in place to manage the risk of rising global oil costs?
The government through the Ministry of Mines and Energy has established the National Energy Fund, which we call NEF, and one of its mandates is to subsidize the fuel prices.
Mm-hmm.
So what they do is they collect money when the prices of fuel are favorable,
mm-hmm.
and then they use then those savings when the prices are high. Then they will use that savings then to subsidize the fuel prices.
Mm-hmm.
So this will just shows the nation that the government is committed to ensure that there is security of supply in the country, and this is one of the priorities. So we are committed to ensuring that our consumers do not take up the full cost of the fuel when they are under recovery. So the fund will then come in and try at least to subsidize so that some of the cost is covered and that the project is at least affordable to the consumers.
And then in conclusion, in terms of the dealer margin adjustments, can you briefly take us through the adjustments and the impact that this might have on service station operators?
We are trying as government to ensure that the country has security of supply, that there is enough supply of fuel products in the country.
Mm-hmm.
So for this to happen, the industry has to be sustainable. We have to ensure that the products are available at all the times. So you don't want where you go to a location and there is no service operating and people have to travel long distance just to get a product. And by the time you get back home, there's no fuel in your car.
Mm.
So we rather have the country has enough. That's why then we thought it is necessary also just to assist or subsidize and add this margin on so that the service owners can also be able to run their services profitably so that their business are sustainable, they are able to buy the product and they are able to sell it to the consumers. As you know, the prices are controlled by the government.
Mm-hmm.
In Namibia, no one has the right to put a price on the fuel product or petrol product. All those, of course, are set by government.
Mm-hmm.
So if then they are not making profit, then the government has to come and subsidize and compensate for that difference so that they can run their business successfully.
Yeah.
So we, as a ministry, will continue to ensure that there is enough and affordable supply of petroleum products throughout the country. And this we're really just doing so that all the Namibian people are all accommodated and can live a better life.
Yeah. Well, that was the Chief Public Relations Officer at the Ministry of Mines and Energy, Ashio Shange Ten Hashila. Thank you so much for taking time to talk to us.
Thank you so much.